The question today is, what is a woman's place in the church? Well, to answer that, let's look at some of the things the Bible says about women and their relationship to the church. And of course, the home's involved with that as well as the church, because your homes make up your church. So therefore, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 11 and 12, he said, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." In other words, the Bible's pretty plain about that right there. As he said, for the woman to learn in silence, it's talking about she's not to usurp authority over the man. She's not to teach a man, and therefore she does not have that responsibility, should not have that place in a mixed Sunday school class to teaching a man, because the Bible says there she is to learn in silence with all subjection. And Paul said, I suffer not a woman, or I beg, in essence, I don't allow a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. So it's got to be, in other words, it cannot be usurping authority. It cannot teach men, because that's usurping authority. And in that, there's also the word that says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 22, when he said, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." That's in the home. That's also in the church. And so, therefore, that's for you to rear up and not to submit to your husband in the Lord. That's not to submit to something that's unscriptural or a sin or something that he tells you to do that's not right. You're not to do that, but it's in the Lord. Just like the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So it's right to submit to your own husband in the Lord, because the Bible says that. Paul also said there's a chain of command given in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 3. He said, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." So the chain of command is there's God, and who's the head over Christ, who's the head over man, who's the head over over women and their wives. And, of course, the parents are head over their children as far as the chain of command is concerned. So the Bible very plainly says that a woman's place in the church is not to teach or usurp authority over the man. She's to be in subjection to her own husband. She's to learn in silence. Now, when it's coming, talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number here in verse 34 and 35, he makes this statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. And this is the area where Paul is rebuking the church at Corinth for their problems in dealing with tongues. They were speaking in tongues in the church, and it was an unknown tongue. It wasn't another language, and that's why the word unknown is in italics in the King James Bible, because it was something that was not really another language that was known. And Paul condemns that, said it'd been better to speak five words that you understand than 10,000 without understanding. And I've dealt with that in another subject before on Ask the Pastor. You're welcome to look that up under our website. If you click on Ask the Pastor on the homepage of our website, thepersuader.org, and you can check out any of the questions we've dealt with on this broadcast. The Lord willing, we'll be able to archive all these questions there. And so you can check that out. But it's unscriptural to teach or to speak in tongues in an English congregation. It's unscriptural for to do that. It's at least what's practiced in American English congregation today is unscriptural, and Paul condemns that. In fact, the business in chapter last part of chapter 14, where he's condemning the speaking in tongues, he says this to the women of the church in verse 34 and 35, when he said, "Let your women keep silence in the churches. For it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands of home, for it's a shame for a woman to speak in the church." Now, this is in the subject dealing with speaking in tongues, because you see, the women were the ones who were carrying that on and were ones instigating that and propagating the tongue speaking in the church. Today, if you take the women out of the tongue speaking in our church, it would cease, because they're the ones propagating. And God said for them to be silent. He said to learn from your husbands, because that's submission. that God requires for you to submit to your husbands and learn from him. Now, and this, these women today, many of them say, well, I want to be equal with man. Well, why would you, as a woman, want to lower your standards and be equal with a man? God made you as God's crowning glory, and you're a special. And yet, God said to be submissive to your husbands. Now, if husbands will meet their responsibility, there would be any woman who was in, even if she was right with God, she'd have no trouble being in submission to the Lord and to her husband as well, as like God said in His Word. So there's the command, chain of command, and we are not to break that. Paul said, "I'd have you know." That's what he said there in that sense. Now Paul did say it, and when he's rebuking this tongue speaking here in chapter 12, chapter 13, and 14, he said, "You're desiring gifts and that you ought not to do. I'll show you a more excellent way," the last verse of chapter number 12. And that excellent way is chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, which we call the love chapter, which is that of charity, which is love in action. And then he says in verse number 1 of chapter 14, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy." In other words, Paul said, "I wish every one of you would prophesy." Now, that doesn't mean to foretell now that we've got that which is perfect is come, that which is in parts done away. We've got the completed word. There is no more prophets that foretell the future in that sense. God wrote it down, and the Bible says if you add anything to this book, he'll add to your part the plagues that are written in this book. And not only Revelation, but it's the whole book as well as we understand that. So therefore, you realize we have the completed word. We don't need any more foretelling. Prophecy in that sense, but when Paul's saying prophesying here, what that would apply to today would be that of testify, forthtelling, telling what the Lord's done for you. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with a woman speaking up and giving her testimony as God directs through the pastor. And therefore, whenever if a woman gives her testimony, she should ask, "May I testify?" And the pastor said, yes, she's under the authority of the pastor, and she's not usurping authority. She's not out of place in that. So when it says for her to be silent, it's talking about concerning this tongue speaking, and she's not to teach or usurp authority in the church. Now that means teach the man or usurp authority over the man. Now, it doesn't mean she can't teach children. In fact, she's supposed to teach the children. In fact, she also is to teach the younger women. The Bible tells us this in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse number 1, when it says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." Paul writing to Titus, he's telling a young preacher, "You speak things that become sound doctrine or sound teaching." And then he talked about the aged man in verse 2, being sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. But then he gave one verse to the men, told him what to teach them. But then he talked about the women in verses 3, 4, and 5 of Titus chapter 2. Now, if you hadn't looked at this, you need to look at this, because this is what God said. It's not what Edgar Lee Pascal said. It's not what other preachers said. We just need to get back where God told us to. He said, get back in the old paths, the teachings of God's Word where He stood, the doctrines of faith, if you please. And so he said in verse 3 of Titus chapter 2, he said, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." So you see, when we're talking about the woman's place in the church, you cannot separate that from the woman's place in the home. And so in the church, she's to teach the younger children, and she's also the younger women. She's to teach them, the aged women are. And she does that by example as well as by lip. I'll tell you, a good godly saint, a lady, teaches a lot to the young women. They look up to her, and they say, "I want to be like her." And they watch her as she respects her husband, as she's submission to her husband, as she loves her husband and loves her children. And therefore, she teaches that by action and by lip as well. And it's needed today in our churches. You see, you look at what it said. It said you need to teach them to do what? To be sober, that's self-control by the aid of the Holy Spirit, and to love their husbands. To love their husbands. In other words, you say, but that comes natural. Well, it may seem to, but you've got something you've got to work at. Somebody said marriage is a 50-50 proposition. No, it's 100-100. You're going to have to give 100% of yourself to each other for that marriage to work out in the day in which we live. So he said to teach them to love their husbands and to love their children. You say, well, every woman, mother loves their children. While you look across this country today, how many times have people left babies in garbage bags and dumpsters and just kill them as soon as they're born because they want to do their own thing, they want to go their own way? Sure, it's against nature. I understand that. But that's what we're facing today is men and women who are against nature. They're going against nature because Romans 1 said if we fail to give heed the light that God's give us and are not thankful for the light God's give us, even that light becomes darkness and God pulls back His grace. He pulls back the hedges and we become idolatrous and immoral people. He gives us over to reprobate minds, vile affection, and uncleanness. And that's why women today are going against nature. They're not loving their husbands like they should. They're not loving their children like they should. And he said, the women, that's your responsibility in the church, to teach the younger women to love their husbands and to love their children and to be discreet, good keepers at home. Keepers at home. You see, we're living in a day when everybody wants to go out and get a job and work. Listen, I know that what happened after World War II, in World War II the women worked in the factories because the men were in war, but our country was free. But when they came home, the women lacked their freedom and they continued working so they could have bigger houses and two cars and three cars and two car garages and so forth. And yet, and God said, if that's the way they're going to do it, I'll make it so it seems like they almost have to work. Now, you don't have to if you lean on God and directing. You can be a keeper at home and teach your children and teach them to respect and love their daddies and to love their mamas and to do what's right and to teach them to grow up to love their husbands when they get married. Oh, would to God we had more examples like that today. And that's what the women's responsibility is. You see, in the Old Testament time, in the book of Ezekiel 16:45, you can look it up sometime, but it talks there in that context. It's talking about Sodom. The reason God destroyed Sodom is because they went against nature. They loathed their husbands and their children. And folks, America's going down the same path today. And as a result, we need to young women need to meet their responsibility in the church, and that is to not to teach or usurp authority, but they need to be keepers at home and teach their husbands, to teach younger women to love their husbands and love their children. So, what is a woman's place in the church? The Bible said that certainly she's not to be a preacher, because the Bible said in 1 Timothy 3:2 that the qualification of a preacher is to be the husband of one wife. No woman can meet that qualification. So we're living in a day when women are taking responsibility, ought not to be. And it's not right, even in politics, for women to be in those places of authority. God didn't put it that in His Word. Listen, woman's place in the home and in the church, and it's equal, is to be keepers at home and teach the younger women and children to love their husbands and be what they need to be in this society. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.